Welcome back to What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. I'm Vincent A. Lancey.
And I'm Chris Roth.
Whether you're already an entrepreneur, are looking to start your journey tomorrow, or are just someone who needs a little extra motivation to get through the day, this is the perfect podcast for you. Each week, I interview a different entrepreneur from across the globe. I will continue to offer episodes in all industries to provide you with many different perspectives. You never know which motivational journey will inspire you most. Each guest will take you through their story and help you learn from their successes and lessons learned. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. It's time for another episode where we rewind the clock, and my guest on the show today is a guest returning from season 2. Him and I graduated from Northport High School together and have remained in touch ever since. He is always striving for more knowledge and another level of excellence, so I had to have him back on the show. Today's guest is the CEO and founder of Highline Wellness. Highline Wellness is on a mission to make a more pleasant world, one dose at a time. They provide natural, affordable, and effective CBD products to give everyone access to a happier, healthier, and more peaceful state of mind and body. The last time we spoke, we had already talked about celebrity endorsements the company had, but there's much more news to be heard. So I had to bring him back. Allow me to now introduce Chris Roth. Chris, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for taking the time. I'm happy to be here.
Would you mind please reintroducing yourself to our listeners without giving too much of your entrepreneurial journey away?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Chris Roth. I'm the founder and CEO of Highline Wellness. Highline Wellness is a New York City-based direct-to-consumer CBD company. We make affordable, high-quality CBD products from scratch, and we deliver them to 48 out of the 50 states in 2 days. We launched in January 2019, so we've been around just over, you know, a year and a half, and you know, it's been a wild ride. And so, a little background on me: to your point, grew up in Northport, Long Island, about an hour outside of the city, and you know, went to Siena College and started my career in banking before heading to Highline to, you know, create it.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive into all the new news for the company. Chris, what was that moment for you when you jumped from finance to doing it on your own?
It was definitely nerve-wracking. It's just like any other risk where your mind and body will make you aware of all of the different risks you're taking. And, you know, you'll definitely have butterflies, but I knew it was the right move for me and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I just trusted my gut and sort of, you know, went all in.
That's great advice for everybody listening on there. I think it's a great time to get into the Big Five. Chris, as you remember, each guest that comes on the show, we run through the Big Five so the listeners can learn what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. For Rewind the Clock episodes, we'll have a Big Five of its own. You ready to go?
Yep, let's do it.
Great. So it's been a while since we last met. I'm happy to see your continued success. Let's revisit the business you introduced on your first episode a little more.
Yeah. So when we spoke, I think it was in February. So we just had hit our 1 year mark. And it was, you know, we were going through a lot of changes. We just had done a rebrand where we changed the look of the product. We had just actually been released in Lord & Taylor. Right when we were talking, so that was one thing that we were excited about.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, you know, shortly after we spoke, COVID hit. And so, you know, just like everyone else, our business was, you know, impacted. Luckily, we were a beneficiary of COVID as more people had anxiety and more people looked for natural ways to sort of keep calm during the madness. They, you know, CBD became a little bit more popular. And then on the other side of that is we focus on direct consumer and online sales. And that was sort of our thesis. And that was where we were spending the majority of our time. So as the lockdown happened, brick and mortar was shut down and people were forced to sort of shift their spend online. So it's been a wild 6 months and we've adopted sort of, you know, on the fly.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially being e-commerce online, you're feeling a need of people who can't leave the house, don't want to leave the house anymore. But now let's talk about any new entrepreneurial endeavors that you've begun since your episode aired back on season 2. If you haven't begun any new endeavors, what's next for you, Chris?
Yeah, so I think one of the things we've been focusing on since we last spoke was our doing collabs and focusing on skincare products. And okay. So We've actually done two collabs and launched two different skincare products since we last spoke. One was with Danielle Bernstein, a CBD roll-on, and then the next one was a collaboration with Hannah Brofman, which was a CBD bath bomb. Those were two big catalysts for us that were tremendously successful, you know, since we last spoke. And now going forward, we're actually starting to execute and put plans in place to start selling our products, THC products, in various different states using our CBD brand.
Interesting. Yeah, I could definitely see that adding value to your customers. They already trust your brand. They know it has great value. It's good quality. What states are you looking to expand there first?
Right now, it's sort of up in the air, but we're looking at New York and the tri-state area, looking to go into the medicinal space in those three states, with the thought process that as it evolves and becomes recreational legal, we will already have distribution set up, and you know, our brand will already have the awareness and the distribution.
I love the ambition. Every time we talk, I get even more motivated. And now I think talking about this next question will help the listeners immensely, as we are all in this together. Let's talk about how COVID-19 has affected your entrepreneurial endeavors in a little more detail. And let's start with the endeavor you first introduced to us back on season 2.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really, what it allowed you to do really for me was just get introspective and actually reevaluate, you know, myself as a leader, as an employee, as a friend, as a, you know, as a business partner. And for me, it's been, you know, it's been a tough 6 months, but I think professionally, it's actually made us a better company, and that working remotely has really allowed us to have way more freedom and have a much higher quality of work-life balance. Where if I were to talk to you in February about what I thought about work from home, I was a big office in-person person. And
not anymore.
The last 6 months have just been proof that the most success happens when everybody has a high quality of life and is happy and has time to do things that make them happy as well as work. And so that's sort of the biggest takeaway, specifically from the COVID impact.
We were all moving so fast on all cylinders, and then all of a sudden we had to slow down. Person, face-to-face connection, there's nothing that will replace that, but like we're doing right now, we're on Zoom, we're able to replicate that as best we can. And as long as you can find that work-life balance, you can be more productive, because like you said, the quality of life is through the roof. What was the best piece of advice you were ever given, and who is it from?
Happiness is the number one currency, I would say. And that is from Gary Vee. Yeah, that's something he's been pounding for a long time. I think if you really think about it, it's just so true. And money at the expense of happiness it's definitely not the solution. So thinking about what makes you happy and then aiming your life and setting up your life to make sure that you are happy, I think is the most important thing.
I think we had a big discussion on Gary Vee last time, now that you brought that up.
Yeah, we did.
But like you said, money not at the expense of quality of life. We both started in the financial sector, and I do enjoy certain arts of finance, but when it came to what do I love more, what makes me happiest, what gives me the best headspace to become successful, I think entrepreneurship is the way to go. But I'm intrigued for this question for you, Chris. I know you're a career learner. If you could recommend one book to our community of entrepreneurs, what book would it be? Who's the author? Describe it a little for us.
Yeah, it'd be The Rise of Superman by Stephen Kotler. And it's not a book about Superman, the action hero. It's actually about flow state, which is essentially a state of being that your mind can get into where you operate at your highest capacity and you're able to achieve goals and creativity levels that you ordinarily are not able to get to. And it's about sort of hacking your way into getting your mind in that state. And I found it fascinating. And the book was based around extreme sports and how extreme sports athletes get into flow state so that they can achieve incredible things, that they can continue to
enjoy
their sports. And for me, the biggest takeaway was that your mind, everything is mental, and that once you control your mind, that's the first step to hitting your potential.
How'd you come across this book?
That's actually a great question. I think it was recommended to me by an ex-coworker. And then I read it, and it's an easy read. I could not put it down. And
it
was fascinating. It was one of those books that makes you think about things just a little bit differently.
You definitely need that as an entrepreneur, so that's great advice. Thank you for that. But Chris, it's normally time for the spotlight story, but instead on Rewind the Clock episodes, I want to give my guest the opportunity to shout out and bring light to another entrepreneur's endeavors, someone else who is grinding and making noise. Chris, who do you want to show some love to?
So I actually want to show some love to my buddy Julian at Twice Toothpaste, who we're doing a collab with. They have the best oral products on the market, and they also have a day and night bundle that complements our day and night bundle really well.
I love that. Definitely sounds like a good supplement for your business. But Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know our listeners are going to see all the value in your episode. I loved how you came back and you talked about your new ambitions. And I loved your COVID advice because it's going to resonate with everybody else. I think this book will also be one that people pick up.
Definitely recommend the book, Rise of Superman by Stephen Kotler. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for the last word. And as you know, I do this in my other podcast series as well, A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey, because I want the listeners to really get to know my guests. Is there something that you would like to share with everybody listening that we not yet to touch on yet today?
Just that if you want to shop our products or follow along or join our community, that our Instagram is Highline Wellness, and that our website is www.highlinewellness.com. And appreciate you guys for listening, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Be sure to check out his social media website. A lot of great content there, and they're pushing out some really great products, as well as you just heard of a potential collab. And it's social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. On LinkedIn, we're at What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. We're at Your Favorite Morning Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and we're Podcast by Lancey on Twitter, so you have updates from this show and A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey for all social media and YouTube, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out my books, DM me. I would love to hear from all of you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed. All three on my website now. As always, I will end the show with a quote that inspired me, and know it will for you too. This one is from Norman Vincent Peale. He said very simply, change your thoughts and you change your world. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all on the next episode of What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur.